Thursday, 14th week, Ordinary Time 2. Reading 1, Hosea 11, 1-4, 8c to 9. Thus says the Lord, when Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the farther they went from me. Sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raised an infant to his cheeks. Yet, though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. My heart is overwhelmed. My pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again, for I am God and not man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you. Gospel Matthew 10, 7 through 15. Jesus said to his apostles, as you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts. No sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. Theme: God's mercy overcomes all human ingratitude. Justice and mercy are two of God's characteristics. Many people asked, which one of the two is stronger in God? Some say God of the Old Testament is the God of justice, while the God of the New Testament is the God of mercy. In reality, God of the Old Testament is also God of the New Testament. The image of the God of mercy is still exceeds that of the God of justice. If we compare the proportion between more than 2,000 years of the Old Testament with only 33 years of Jesus in the world, if God didn't have the mercy to forgive our sins, human beings would not have survived until now. Today's readings want us to recognize God's mercy is stronger than human sins and ingratitude. In the first reading, the prophet Hosea expressed God's love for the Israelites as a God's love for his son. His mercy overcame all of their sins and ingratitude. In the gospel, Jesus' concern for future generations is expressed through the forming of the apostles. He trained, bestowed power, and sent them out to expel demons, to heal all sins, and to bring the gospel to all people free of charge. Analysis, reading 1. I am God, not a human being. God cared for Israel as God as a father cares for his son. In the Exodus event, when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, that should have been the proof for them to know how much he loved them. He let them win over the Pharaoh's powerful army. He accompanied them during their 40 years in the deserts and helped them to conquer all their enemies on the way to the promised land. The prophet Hosea expressed God's love through the image of a father who cares for his children as follows. When Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt, I called my son. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took with them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. God's mercy overcomes all things. Only a few years after the Israelites entered the promised land, they began to forget God and did not keep his commandments. The most serious sin, which happened many times, was the sin of forfeiting God and worshiping idols. Each time it happened, instead of completely destroying them, God sent prophets or judges to bring them back to him. In today's passage, Hosea used human language for the Israelites to understand God's mercy. The question was put out by the prophet: should God behave mercifully or justly to the Israelites? If God behaves justly with them, they can't blame God for anything, because they have sinned many times against him. Each time when God wanted to punish the Israelites, he was greatly torn between the two sides. On the one hand, he must justly destroy them, as he destroyed four Gentile cities, Adma, Zeboim, Sodom, and Gomorrah, by fire from heaven. On the other hand, in his mercy, he must see his children die on the sea of fire. He spoke out these words: "How could I give you up, O Ephraim? Or deliver you up, O Israel? How could I treat you as Adma, or make you like Zeboim? My heart is overwhelmed, my pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again, for I am God and not man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you." To partly understand God's suffering, we can compare his suffering with parents' suffering when punishing their children. When their children are bad, they are already sad. When they punish their children, they feel even worse. And when their children are when their children do not have gratitude and mistreat them, their hearts are hurt, as if a knife had gone through it. Even so, parents' suffering can't be compared with God's suffering, because he has many children like that. God is still patient. God patiently waits for people to recognize their sins and to return to him. Gospel: without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. The disciples' duties. Jesus selected his apostles and trained them for a purpose. He knew that he was going to leave this world to be back with his Father, so he trained them so they could replace him to continue the mission of preaching the gospel to all people. The purpose of preaching the gospel is for people to recognize God's love for them. God wants people to believe in Christ and to attain happiness with him in heaven. What they need to do. Their first duty was clearly spelled out by Jesus' command: as you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In order for people to believe in the apostles' preachings, Jesus empowered them to heal all kinds of diseases, spiritually and physically, cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. The purpose of healing is for people to recognize God's power and to believe in Him. The purpose of the healings was for people to recognize God's power and to believe in Him, not for showing off or any financial gains. Jesus also commanded them, "Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." What they shouldn't do. Since Jesus knew that the material temptations could make his disciples forget their duty to preach the good news, he set these commands. Don't look for money, for gold or money. A loyal disciple of Christ is never permitted to search for these things. The day they look for these things, their preaching shall lose its effect, and they are no longer Christ's disciples. Don't bring many things with them. Many say this teaching isn't practical because if preachers keep moving from place to place and don't have the necessary things when they need them, where will they be able to find them? The main thing that Jesus wanted to teach us here is that a preacher must live a simple life. If he has too many things, how will he be ready to move on to faraway places to preach the good news? Moreover, Christ also wanted his disciples to completely trust in God's providence, because the laborer deserves his keep. God would never let preachers of the gospel die on his journey. Find a worthy house to dwell. In God's providence, he continually urges the rich to have generosity so that they shall take care of the preacher's material needs. This is why Jesus taught his disciples, "Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave." The rewards for those who welcome Jesus' disciples. Jesus continued to teach them, "As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you." The punishment for those who rejected Jesus' disciples. "Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." Application in life. We have a God who is compassionate and merciful. We have a God who is more compassionate and merciful than any parents of this world. We should come to him and ask for his mercy. When we receive God's mercy, we must also have mercy on our brothers and sisters. We should never use the name of justice to destroy others.